John Sanford joins us by phone tonight. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and is well-known to mystery and thriller fans as the number one New York Times best-selling author of his Prey series and Virgil Flowers detective novels. He and his writing partner, Michelle Cook, are off on a new adventure with a thriller for young adults. It is titled Uncaged, The Singular Menace, and this is book one in the series. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you.
I'm delighted that you're back again. I want to start off by asking you to introduce us to the main character, Shay Renby. She's actually on the run when we first meet her with, of all things, a dog. So tell us about her background and what has sent her running.
Well, the whole genesis of the story is when a group of radical animal activists break into a laboratory, and the idea of freeing the animals and also trashing the place because they don't like animal experimentation. And when they're in there, they steal a group of files. It turns out that the company that they're trashing is not actually doing the kind of research that it ostensibly is doing. It's doing something else that's much darker and much more forbidding. One of the animal activists who break in is a kid named Odin Renby, who then runs because the police are looking for the people that broke into the place, and he flees to Los Angeles from Eugene, Oregon, where he lived. His sister, Shay Renby, who becomes the central character of these stories, goes after him because Odin Renby has what used to be called Asperger's syndrome. He is not very able to take care of himself in kind of a social sense. And she has a feeling that with him on the run like this, he is going to get himself into trouble that he can't get out of. And this, in fact, is what happens. So Shay goes after him actually to rescue him, goes down to Los Angeles. And she is a very intelligent, kind of hard-nosed young woman who's grown up in foster homes and is somewhat cynical about the whole bureaucratic process, about the way the world works, you know, kind of beyond her years cynical. So she goes down there and she encounters an artist named Twist, who runs a crash pad essentially for street kids. He was a street kid himself, became a successful artist, got rich, and he bought an old hotel, which he was planning to turn into studios for street artists, and it turned out it got taken over by street kids instead. So the main characters really in the book are Shay Renby and Twist, whose name is derived from Oliver Twist, and her brother Odin to some extent, but it really kind of focuses on Shay. And I think she's a very attractive character. She has some interesting skills, and she has some interesting kind of psychological characteristics that make her really kind of a tough character.
You've mentioned several things: laboratory setting, the syndrome that he has, the foster system. It makes me curious about how much research goes into a book for you.
The kind of stuff that we do here, we tend to kind of look for social trends, and we tend to kind of look for kind of overall technological changes that are taking place because we think a lot of kids and stuff are interested in this kind of thing. So there is a thing that's going on called the singularity that a lot of people are looking toward, especially a lot of technological people and younger people. And the singularity, which you can actually Google and take a look at, involves kind of a confluence of organic medicine and technology in which they hope, to achieve the kind of life extension that may eventually allow some people to live forever. So, you know, in the normal sense of doing research and of looking into these kinds of things, you know, I don't understand the details of how that kind of stuff is going to happen. I mean, I don't understand the medicine behind it, and I don't understand the technology behind it on a programmer level. But what I can understand is I can understand what you would call, I guess, the commentary on it, the discussion of it, in which people are talking about the overview of how they think things are going to work. And that's what we concentrated on. There's a guy named Ray Kurzweil who works for Google, who wrote a book about the singularity. And, that was a source for a lot of our stuff. But some of the things that people talk about in terms of the singularity or what's going to happen when all these things kind of get together, I sort of don't believe, just because of I'm sort of a skeptic and because of my newspaper background, and I've seen a lot of promises kind of go frittering off into the atmosphere because they were badly run or badly managed or because they were just too speculative and things never really quite happened. And so I read this stuff and I keep thinking, you know, there could be some really ugly twists getting down to this place where we're talking about going. And that's essentially what happens in this book. And that's part of the conflict of the book, in the sense that the research that's being done by the people in the book, you can't really object to in terms of the overall objective, but the way they're getting there is awful.
You have had a stellar career as a journalist. You had great success as a writer of adult thrillers. So what sent you down the path of writing for young adults?
You know, the thing is, I've written like almost 40 books now in the last 24 years. And it's really been kind of like working down in a coal mine. People tend to think that writers are guys that sit in coffee shops with laptops. And it really isn't that way. It's that, you know, you turn on some music and you're sitting down in a room by yourself. And, you know, you're working for 5 or 6 hours a day, scattered over, say, 10 hours, because you got to take some breaks from the computer every once in a while. And it gets old. And I have written, as I said, like 40 books, and they tend to be in the same genre. Most of the books are called the Prey books, and some of the books are called the Virgil Flower books, but they're basically about police officers. They're police thrillers. This is a break for me, and it really feels good to be able to branch out into something. And I actually kind of chose that deliberately. It's a challenge because I'm writing for a new audience. I'm writing for new kinds of people. I'm writing about new kinds of things. I'm talking about science rather than about cops. And it just kind of feels good. It feels like a little bit of freedom here is kind of entered into the mix. And it also helps that I'm working with a co-author, because now I've got somebody to bounce ideas off of who knows exactly what we're talking about, who is intimately involved in the book, you know, who is pretty tough-minded and has got a lot of serious ideas of her own, so that we can go back and forth about these things. And that makes the writing a lot different than it has been for the last 20 years. And it's been quite a bit of fun. It's been a really kind of a fun process.
Well, you mentioned your co-writer, who is also your wife, Michelle Cook. So talk about some of the challenges around that.
Well, the challenges are that we both have pretty strong ideas about how things ought to work. She spent most of her time after journalism as a screenwriter. She wrote a movie called A Chance of Snow, made about 10 years ago, I guess. And screenwriting is different than novel writing. It has a different kind of flow to it, and a different kind of individual scenes become much more important than the connections between scenes. So it's a different kind of thing. But at the same time, it sort of emphasizes the strong parts of the novel writing. It emphasizes strong scenes and direct action and less talk, I guess you would say. And so writing with her has really kind of clarified a lot of the things that I was doing in the novel writing. But at the same time, we have differences, and we have our own ways of doing things, so there are occasional clashes. And so we've had to work out ways to compromise that without messing with the rest of our relationship, too.
John, it's so interesting talking with you tonight, and certainly is always thrilling to read you and Michelle on the page. Best wishes to you both, and we'll look to see you soon again.
Okay, thank you very much.
I've been talking to John Sanford, whose latest book, co-authored with Michelle Cook, is titled Uncaged, The Singular Menace. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.